we had a smaller gallery in the Ho-Chunk Center, and it got to be so popular. We were just so excited that we decided, well, Amy and Matt Thompson bought a building. For those of you in Sioux City that know the old Carlton's building, it's at 515 4th Street, and have renovated it with respect to the history of it, the building. So there's a lot of historical things that they have uncovered that, oh, wow, you know, like in the 70s were covered up, you know, yeah. And some of the pillars and the beautiful tin ceilings and kind of combination of new and old. There'll be a coffee shop, the Hardline Coffee will be there, so you can grab a cup of coffee and walk through the gallery. There's a large main gallery, and then there are on two floors, 25 artists that will have studios there. And the cool thing is they're artists of all kinds. There are painters, sculptors, jewelry, yeah, ceramics. There's an interior designer, graphic design, couple photographers, some furniture makers. I mean, it's really a cool thing. And we're already all so excited just meeting one another, because we really don't know each other, that we're going to have this community of artists around us to support us, to give us feedback. Because, you know, when you're in school, you have this community of people. You're in class or you're working in the art studio and you have somebody to talk with and bounce ideas off of. And then all of a sudden you graduate, you become a professional, but you have no real community. And so just to have somebody to talk to about your art and for them to look at it and give you some feedback or talk to you about your process we're just all so excited about that. Really excited. And it's such a good group of people that already I can tell just moving in, everybody helping each other move in and helping each other hang things and get ready for the opening on Friday night. So.
No, that's great. And your grand opening is at 4:30, and Siouxland Public Media has actually organized an art walk, mm-hmm, kind of in conjunction with this grand opening. It also includes Gallery 103 at the Ho-Chunk Center and the Sioux City Art Center as well. So it's just a nice night. The art walk is from 6 to 8, but of course you can go to your grand opening early. Also, music at the museum,
right,
part of that concert series that's right, done locally.
So there's going to be a lot of stuff. As Amy Thompson would say, we're living artfully. Downtown, and our ribbon cutting's at 4:30, and then the coffee shop is having a ribbon cutting shortly after, and then our reception's from 5 to 8. There will be cake, so be prepared for cake.
And who doesn't love cake?
That's right.
Unless you try to diet. Like, of course, I started my diet. I had to get back on it again. But of course, it was like the New Year's resolution that keeps on going, you know? And of course, Betty, this is like a second act for you. I know you. I've met you like in the late 1980s. You were my theater professor back in the day. And so you decided when you retired from full-time work that you're going to really concentrate on your artwork.
Right. I've been a painter, been an artist, obviously, my whole life. But just being full-time theater professor and working nights and weekends and rehearsals and things, just never really had time to do too much painting. I do some drawing, but, you know, to full out paint and set up a studio and all that. So now I've had time to do that. So I call it my second act.
And so. Beautiful work too, Betty. So you can check it out at the brand new Artsu Gallery on 4th Street in the old Carlton's building. It's always good to see you. Best of luck. And I'll see you during the art walk as well.
Great. Thank you, Sheila.